Grammar Girl here. Lately, some readers and listeners have had questions about the possessive form in English. Sometimes it comes up as a question about where or whether to use an apostrophe. For example, I did a blog post about the apostrophe in expressions like 2 weeks' notice. And one commenter wrote, quote, "There is no possessive in 2 weeks' notice. The notice doesn't belong to the 2 weeks. It should actually be 2 weeks of notice," unquote. I'll get to why that commenter is wrong in a second. But first, this podcast is brought to you by EasyCanvasPrints.com, turning your photos into works of art. Get your favorite photos printed on gallery canvas starting at $19.99. Visit EasyCanvasPrints.com/GrammarGirl to receive 50% off your canvas print. That's EasyCanvasPrints.com/GrammarGirl. I bet it would make a great Mother's Day present. Although I regularly get comments and questions from people who think phrases like 2 weeks' notice aren't possessive, the truth is there is a possessive in expressions like 2 weeks' notice or a year's pay. The idea that there isn't has to do with a renaming that happened in the 1700s. That's when grammarian Robert Loth decided to rename the grammatical cases in English. But before I talk about that, I should explain what grammatical cases are in the first place. They're not leather-bound containers for your grammar books and dictionaries. Grammatical case is a feature of a noun that shows the noun's function in a phrase. For the most part, present-day English doesn't mark grammatical case. However, it does mark case on pronouns. When we say that the pronouns I and we are used for subjects, while me and us are used for objects, we're talking about case. I and we are in the subjective case, and me and us are in the objective case. English also has one more case, the possessive. My and our are in the possessive case. And unlike the other cases, the possessive case still exists not only for pronouns, but for almost every noun, including proper nouns and common nouns. Here's an example of each all in one phrase. Aardvark's mother's birthday. Aardvarks and mothers are both in the possessive case. So as for the renaming business a few hundred years ago, instead of subjective and objective, English grammarians used the terms nominative and accusative, because that's what the nearest equivalents in Latin were called. The nearest Latin case to what we now call the possessive was called the genitive back then. But in 1763, in his Introduction to English Grammar, Robert Loth introduced the term objective for use instead of accusative, and he explicitly endorsed the word possessive instead of genitive. According to Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage, other 18th century grammarians followed his lead. On the one hand, this was a good change, since it's easy to remember that objects go in the objective case. Calling the genitive case the possessive showed the connection between case forms such as my and our in the idea that they could show possession. Unfortunately, this last name change had a side effect. The genitive case in Latin had several functions, only one of which was to show possession. Similarly, the genitive or possessive case in English has several functions, only one of which is to show possession. But the clear relationship between the adjective possessive and the verb possess led various grammarians over the years to believe that any noun in the possessive case must refer to something capable of possessing. As the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage puts it, quote, "The argument is a case of fooling oneself with one's own terminology. After the 18th century grammarians began to refer to the genitive case as the possessive case, grammarians and other commentators got it into their heads that the only use of the case was to show possession. Simply changing the name of the genitive does not change or eliminate any of its multiple functions," unquote. They also cite a study done in 1940 in which only 40% of the possessive forms were used to indicate actual possession. Even with animate nouns, possessive case doesn't always mean possession. For example, suppose I were to tell you, "Aardvark called his mother on her birthday." Although his and her are possessive pronouns, I'm certainly not claiming that Aardvark owns his mother. Like the rest of us, Aardvark is morally repulsed by slavery and would never presume ownership of a fellow Aardvark, especially not his own mother. Furthermore, I don't mean that Aardvark's mother claims ownership over the anniversary of the date of her birth. Several hundred other aardvarks have that same birthday. Possessives like these, which don't indicate actual ownership, are sometimes called relational possessives. To see how illogical the complaint about inanimate possessives is, forget about noun cases and look at the verb have. If you truly believe that inanimate objects can't possess things, then you should also have a problem with sentences like, a triangle has three sides. Triangles are inanimate, so they can't have anything. See how silly that is? Sometimes the idea that inanimate nouns don't have possessive forms shows up in a more specific claim, namely that the relative pronoun whose cannot refer to an inanimate object. This is also wrong. This is the idea that a phrase such as, the car whose windshield got cracked by a piece of gravel, should actually be phrased, the car of which the windshield got cracked by a piece of gravel. And that's clearly wrong. As I wrote in episode 108, whose is the only English word we have to refer to inanimate antecedents. Perhaps someone will invent a new word for this purpose, but as of now, we're stuck with whose. So up until now in this episode, I've been emphasizing that just about any noun, animate or not, can have a possessive form. Now, though, it's time for a few exceptions. Although whose as a relative pronoun can be used for inanimate objects, that doesn't seem to be the case for whose with an interrogative pronoun. I would not ask whose windshield got cracked if I were asking about a car. I'd ask which car's windshield got cracked. The question whose windshield got cracked calls for an animate answer, such as Hannah's windshield. The other exceptions are the demonstrative pronouns this and that. For whatever reason, you just don't get possessive forms like this's or that's for inanimate or animate nouns. The only time you get that's is when it's a contraction of that is, as in, that's all, which I'll be saying shortly. But first, this podcast was brought to you by EasyCanvasPrints.com. Take your favorite family photos, pictures of the kids, or those amazing vacation photos, and have them printed on gallery canvas like you might see in a museum. Starting at $19.99, you can have a beautiful gallery canvas print for your home or office. Visit easycanvasprints.com/grammargirl to receive 50% off your canvas print. That's easycanvasprints.com/grammargirl. This podcast was written by Neil Whitman, who has a PhD in linguistics and blogs at literalminded.wordpress.com. Check out his blog. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl, and you can find a complete transcript of this podcast at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.